Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's someone that I also believe is highly underrated, Shaquan.
Mm-hmm.
Karishma. She just dropped the song. Last week on Fresh Air with Paula and Shares. That interview is up on the website, and the song features KP Illis. The song is called Time. Because this is what we do. We plug you with new music every single day, all around. So thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. We are talking body positivity or public indecency.
Mm.
Now, Shaquan.
Yes.
You're having a bit of a battle, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you haven't seen the picture yesterday when I mentioned it.
Yes.
Or the video when I mentioned it.
Yeah.
You've seen it now. And there's a battle, internal battle that's happening.
Yeah, I mean, the battle is coming from the point of, listen, we're in 2023. People are, you know, just people are owning themselves and owning their bodies, and I can do whatever I want and you can't tell me nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to dress however I want to dress and do whatever I want to do. Yay, awesome! But then there's also a part of me as a woman that feels maybe she just shouldn't have. You know, this type of shorts, you know, yesterday when you're talking about booty shorts, these are the exact shorts that came to mind. Because a lot of women wear them.
Mm.
A lot.
Oh, this one specifically. Okay.
This style, yes. So I have seen a lot of women who would wear them, right? But then they would have like probably a top under, but then have like an oversized shirt over it. So that shirt is most long. It's like longer length, right? So it kind of covers the bum. But then in front, you can talk, see the boulder. That's fine. Whatever, right? Then you do find some women that also wear something similar, but then they'll put on like a blazer or something like that just to cover up behind, you know? It took me back to a time where I went to school in the area of single quarters.
Okay.
When we grew up, we were told, do not go there because people are going to touch you and this man do this. And it's things that used to happen all the time, you know? Now when I am looking at this video, when the guy is recording, first of all, he had no business doing that, okay? Mm. You know? That person made a choice for themselves to actually step out of the house looking like that. But you could see how uncomfortable and small she felt.
In that moment, as everyone is
in
now,
that moment,
looking
yes.
at her and
looking at her and actually reacting and so forth, you know? Yes, you have an amazing... She has an amazing body, by the way, okay? Mm. But you don't need to draw attention like that. Why? Because the attention that comes about you dressing like that is going to be negative. Mm. It's going to be detrimental. And then people are going to feel like, oh, you have it out, so I might as well touch. Mm. And then, oh, you can't touch me. But which is also true. That's why I'm like very conflicted, man.
Yeah,
like,
I hear you. You're more than welcome to call us, by the way. 083-000-1029. As in, call the direct line. We will put you on air and then we can have a conversation about this. I'd like to put a couple of devil's advocates on the table here, right? Because yesterday I did, I pronounced myself. I said, we shouldn't be policing people.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to just play a bit of devil's advocate here. Why should women, or should I say anyone, feel weird about what they want to wear when they go out, and now people are negatively violating them? And when I say violate them, is now by making the snare comments and by wanting to touch them and by wanting
taking
to
videos.
Taking videos and so on. I say that because obviously in the perfect society, we shouldn't be harassing people.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be, you know what I mean, staring people down and
making them
feel uncomfortable. Like, we shouldn't be doing that. So my question is, surely it can't be right, right? If you're wearing your booty shorts and now every guy there at single quarters want to touch you. Yes, they say prevention is better than cure. We get that. But also, it's like, we can't validate that. We can't say it's right. Oh, because you wore booty shorts, what did you expect?
Yeah.
Do you understand? You know what I mean? Like, we are grown people. We are beautiful, positive society. So we shouldn't be, now we want to touch the girl and now we want to, hey, it's a commie, so it's a, hey, it's a, you understand? Yeah. And violate her like that. That's just one point. Hold the thought. Moro. Good morning. Yellow.
Hi, good morning. How
there
are you?
There we go. Okay, there we go. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Let's fight.
Good.
Awesome. So I just wanted to share this, right? Let's first look at Namibia as a society. We're a very conversive society. We're haven't been exposed to how people dress in Miami when they go to the beach, how people dress like, you know, when they go to Durban's beach, for example. Mm. Or we're not open to that. We haven't seen that at all. Where it's just a norm, somebody running in the streets in an underwear going for a jog. That's quite just normal in the streets of LA, you know. And so Namibians are inspired by different personas on social media.
Come on.
Your Kim Kardashians, your regardless of whatever the, literally, you know. And so when these Namibian ladies and men decide to dress up in this narrative, you come back to a society where the first thing we do is scrutinize and criticize, because that's all we know, all right? And I'm not even looking at it from the perspective of what this girl did. I'm looking at it in the perspective of when a young, beautiful girl put up a bikini picture on her social media, what does society perceive her as? Because then her DMs become flooded with men.
Yeah.
And then women go on and say, oh, wow, yeah, she's looking at under thirsty trap, da-da-da-da, the list goes on. So are you telling me now as Namibians we must sit back and accept what we as a Namibian nation are, and opposed to say, okay, I'm not going to post this and that because who society is going to do X, Y, Z, you know? Or you just have people that decide, no, what the hell, I'm just going to go post my content and live my best life, right? And there you have Miriam living her best life, you know, showing her booty off, which is like, woo, as Namibians, we're like, yeah, what is going on? But I mean, where she is, it's
normal.
A cup of tea. It's so normal. Then you also have a different perception where you have to now question, you know, as a woman, are you less confident? Like, you don't feel confident enough to just walk up dressed up properly and still get the attention that you need? I mean, you know, does the booty have to show? Does it have to be a bum shot out for people to say, hey, I see you? Is that maybe a way of creating more confidence for yourself? So those are the things we really need to look into, that there's always two sides of this story, because
true.
The narrative of how somebody decides to dress up, that we can't change. Perhaps we can change how society takes and looks at things.
All right, mommy. Thank you so much, man. Run a little bit out of time, eh? But thank you so much.
You've laid out a couple of things for us to think about, and we will get to that in a bit. For now, stick around. We'll get to your voice notes and your calls in a bit.
Whilst other pharmacies only deal with
an 8.
It's Bonfire.
Brian McKnight.
John Legend.
This is her.
Robin Thicke.
Monica.
Fresh FM 102.9.
Thank you so much. It's 7:54, Namibia's Heart and Soul. We're talking about public indecency or body positivity, as alluded to a tweet that was recently tweeted of a girl having her kapana in booty shorts at single quarters Vinterg. Now, we reached out to Venetia Shanjenka from Equal Movement Namibia, just to, you know, maybe from an official perspective, find out where they stand with us.
Good morning, Fresh Family, and good morning to Shaquan and NSK.
Good morning.
Interesting conversation we're about to have. I'm a little bit disappointed that we are publicly scrutinizing this woman the way that we should be publicly scrutinizing our leaders. Mm-hmm. Because as Namibian civilians and citizens, we do not need any more shame. But our leaders need the shame, okay? So I hope next time when there's something trending on Twitter, we are scrutinizing our leaders, because remember, it's election time, and we need to hold those ones accountable. But moving along to jean shorties. First of all, why are we this much in uproar in 2023 still about what women are wearing? I understand we're a conservative society. It is very important for us how we show up in society, apparently. But that's a denim short. We wear denim shorts in the streets every day. And the place that she's wearing it at is perfect. We're braaiing, we're eating kapana, having a drink, you know. It's the perfect environment. I feel like the only reason that she's going through this scrutiny on social media is because she has more of a fuller behind and a slimmer waist than the rest of the people. If she were not as fuller built as the rest of the people, then nobody would really have an issue with what she was wearing. And normally what I see on social media is that the woman that get the most scrutiny for what they wear is women with fuller bodies.
Okay.
And I don't know when society, especially Namibians, will accept that unfortunately these are the clothes that are in the shops. These are the only most options that women have to wear. And then on the other end that I want to end off is that it is hot. It is really hot and we should be able to wear our jean shorts. Everybody's wearing their shorties. Why when fuller bodied women wear their shorts, then it's a problem? We like to speak on body positivity as Namibians, but nobody really stands for body positivity. Once somebody that's comfortable in their body wears what they want to wear, then we want to shame and scrutinize that person, which is not right. So I don't know. I think really we need to have different conversations as Namibians and focus on things that really matter.
Shekwan?
There's a war going on in my head right now, hey? My thing is just, it's not necessary. I'm not shaming her. Let's get that straight, okay? I'm not shaming her for any reason or whatever it is. But what I'm saying is, as women, we even get sexualized in just wearing a dress.
And that's what I'm saying. My thing is, why should you get sexualized?
Yes.
Why should you get sexualized?
There was a time that I went to single quarters. I went to go do my nails there. And I had this long shirt dress. But it's very long, probably to my ankles or whatever it is. But it's very loose. I bought that dress a size 40. Because I wanted it just to be loose. It's just an easy dress, you know, for weekends or whatever it is. And the way that, because I walked in from the side where they braai musno. And the way that people were just like following me. And just, you know what I mean? Oh, shirumbu, shike, shike. I'm just like, whatever, you know? But like, you know, as women, we know how, let's be for real, how unsafe we are out there. Yes, people should not go around recording you. People should not be touching on you. People should not be sexualizing you. And all of those things, right? We're in a society where women have more self-control than men. Men get easily enticed. Men cannot necessarily handle themselves as we women can. Right? And yes, it doesn't give them the right to, but the chances of someone in Katutura feeling that it's okay, we up here
to do that to you,
can talk about this and be like, you know what it is and you should know the rights and
bats
of this. Uptown, we know this.
The reality that side.
The reality that side is if it's out, you're telling me to touch it.
Yeah. And that is the truth. That is the truth.
Yes, you and I get it, but the people on the ground in that side don't get it. And I feel bad because anything could have happened to that girl. Who would have helped her? People stand around and watch people get raped and other things. God forbid that actually would have happened. Who would have helped that girl if something happened to her because of her booty shorts and her booty being out? And partner, listen, a booty shot, people see little chicks here and there.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get riled up. But I'm really, really getting emotional right now. People see booty shot. I mean, you know, butt cheeks here and there, shiki shiki, whatever it is. Her half of her booty was out.
Yeah.
How did my baby girl not know that I'm not going to be safe at single quarters looking like this?
Let's pause the conversation there. We'll continue with it in the next hour. We also have Waters, by the way, award winning, that will be in studio in the next hour. Yeah, you can see that's KO influence right there. His name is Lockie. Not a lot of people know him. He's signed to KO's label. And I mean, I know him from other songs, but like those are hip-hop shandies. And I always felt like there's something there with Lockie. The song, by the way, features Butle, pardon me, in Kambulo. No, I'm not saying that right, because obviously, you know, I'm not a native. Yeah. But we try and we still love music.
Song. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 8:47 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing the NSK and Shaquan. It's been a very busy morning of conversation that we needed to have because of a certain a video that went viral of a lady that was eating kapana in her booty shorts, and we're simply asking, is this public indecency or is it body positivity? Shaquan is having her internal battles. I'm saying we shouldn't even be at a point where women should feel uncomfortable to wear anything. We shouldn't be policing people. We're in 2023. But obviously, there are complexities to this thing. We also had Venetia that also added her voice to the conversation from Equal Movement Namibia. Let's have your voice now. Let's have your call. Call us right now and tell us where do you stand. Public indecency, or is it a case of just body positivity? Let's quickly check in with Kula Shaquan, who is based in the UK. Now, obviously, conditions are far different that side.
That's true. That's
as opposed
true.
To Namibia. But he is a Namibian. So let's quickly check in with him.
Good morning, NSK. Good morning, Shaquan. How are you guys
doing?
Anyway, my comment on that is, Prof, anybody can wear whatever they want. You are not to touch on anybody's body. You touch somebody, they can go to prison for that anyway, innit? So, Tuma says anyone can wear whatever they want, however they feel like wearing, innit?
Again, conditions are different.
Yeah.
He's out in Europe. He's in the UK. That's true. So, I mean, you would understand to a certain degree his stance, isn't it? And he's been there for a while.
Ain't it?
Yeah, ain't it?
Yeah, ain't it?
Bruv.
Yeah, bruv.
Yeah. Avo, talk to us.
Good morning, guys. I hope you're doing well. So about the picture with the booty shorts, when I heard you guys speaking about it yesterday, I thought I hadn't seen it yet by then. So I thought it's probably one of those short ones. But then when I saw it yesterday afternoon, I was like, yo, so for me, I would never wear that outside my house. But also, because body positivity and not policing other people's situations, if I saw someone wearing like that in public, I'd just walk away, because I don't want to be the auntie who, you know, offers a scarf now to the lady and then I'll be policing. But also then it puts me in a position where I'm thinking, how, I don't know, I don't think I want to say this on air. But yeah, I'd rather just not police.
Let me give a different perspective here, Shaquan. So there's something that you always say, Shaquan. That you're in your grown woman season now. You're in your grown woman era right now. You've changed, you're grown, you're old, you know what I mean? Back then, obviously, you did your things. And we all did. Okay, we all have a past. We all had our young days where we did wild things, right? Either consciously or unconsciously, whatever the case may be. So perhaps what I want to ask this, or what I want to put on the table is this. Is this not perhaps a situation of just different seasons, different eras? You had your era when you were wearing your booty shorts in public. No, but I'm saying, hold on, allow me to finish. I'm saying you, as in not you specifically, but I'm saying you as a person, you had your era in your time where you would go out with your crop top, with your booty shorts, or with your see-through legging, or as a gents, maybe with your tight pants here that shows, you know, your thighs, or with your pora plackies, you know, clothing that may not be deemed quote unquote decent by an older person. And I say by an older person because you are young that time. You're 20 years old. You're 19 years old. You're 21 years old. You're on campus. Is that not the natural order of things, Shaquan, where people have different seasons, people have different phases? You have your 15s, you have your 20s, you have your 30s. You did not, the way you wear right now, Shaquan, is not the same way you wore when you were 20 years old. You know what I mean? The same way I wore when I was in high school or when I was 25 is very different from how I'm dressed right now, how my brand is shaped up right now as an adult professional. Mm-hmm. Is this not maybe perhaps one of those where maybe this person or other women as well, or other men as well, we shouldn't just include women mm-hmm. as if it's just a female thing. Is it maybe just not that natural order of things? Like, listen, yo, I'm in my young season right now. I'm 20 years old. I'm wild. I'm out here on the streets, and I'm gonna wear my booty shorts, or I am gonna wear my what's the fashion these days? Okay, for gents, the plackies and the with the trunky showing out because they're able no base man for stangy, or you know that thing that I really hate as a man, standing with your hands in your front bit,
the
crouch bit,
yeah,
where you stand, you know. So it's like, is that not maybe the natural order of things? You know what I mean?
Could be.
Because think about it, right? A 30 plus year old woman right now with a corporate job is way less likely to put on a booty shorts, go to Kapana like that, as opposed to a 20, 21 year old who's at campus, her hair is colored up, you know. And especially, and also, you know, another thing maybe also to look at the different eras, you know, our era, very different from this era today.
Mm.
You know, today we are learning about body positivity, and we, like you always say, we re-parenting ourselves and so on. We didn't know about those things 10 years ago.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Our parents didn't know those things. So I guess that's all I'm putting on the table. I'm just putting it on the table. Just for you to think about, for you to give us a call. You can disagree. You know, perhaps you have a different view of looking at it. And which is why I say I'm uncomfortable with policing a person. You know, I'm uncomfortable with the idea of why are you wearing this? You know, or why are you looking like this? Because you don't exactly know what era that person is going through, where their or natural order of life is. Because now we police, and we sort of kind of walk on very weird grounds now. And also, by the way, now that I'm on the subject, because we are Namibians, and I hate saying this, because legally that can never stand in court, or that can never stand in a learned conversation.
Yeah.
But as Namibians, quote unquote, majority of us are Christians, right? And that is such a hypocritical conversation that we'll have another day. But quote unquote, we are Christians, and we derive most of our morals and values from
Christianity, yeah.
From that, isn't it?
Mm.
Also, another angle to look at.
Mm.
But yeah, and I mentioned that, and I say hypocritical I mentioned the law thing because by law we are a secular country.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
True, true.
We're a secular country. That simply means that the law or the country's law does not say that we are all Christians. You are allowed to practice whatever religion you believe in.
You believe in, yeah.
As long as you don't impose your religion on the next person.
Mm.
Yeah. Let's quickly check out a voice note here from Abudi Stephanus.
Okay, here's my two cents. As people in a community or as a society, we need to allow people for who they really want to be. She probably felt comfortable in her own skin showing off that booty, or knowing that her butt cheeks are out. There is no way she didn't know that she's leaving home and whatsoever or whatsoever part of her body is out being seen by the public eye. Only us as men, as Namibian men, we need to step up and respect female for how they want to feel in their skin, and not trying to touch. I mean, we don't have the right to touch onto anyone's body in any inappropriate manner that makes her feel uncomfortable. So, yeah, I mean, let her be. I mean, she's free to, I mean, she's not literally naked, but yeah, diamonds full gemakkelijk in haar vial. So, yeah, that's my two cents.
Thank you so much, Estefanis. Shaquan?
No, I'm good.
Because, I mean, look, and I understand, I also understand your point, Shaquan, in the sense of the reality. Yes, this is the perfect society that we want. The perfect society is we should not violate each other.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the perfect society. That's the, oh my God, that's the dream, isn't
it? Yeah.
But it's far from it.
True.
Like you said, the minute someone walks into Karitura, gets off that taxi or, you know, gets off her car in that booty shot, you are most likely guaranteed to hear whistles and a commotion.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Someone try to touch your hand. And you know what I mean? Those violations are a reality. Now perhaps the question is, how do we re-educate that? How do we restructure that mindset? Because it's so cringy. Like, why are you touching me, bruh? Don't touch me. Yo, because I have a thing for personal space. I have a thing for personal space. I don't believe in anyone touching me
true.
Especially without me not inviting you in.
I don't even know you.
I don't even know you, bruh. You know what I mean? And you know, also the terrible thing is also with this is that then there's that entitlement of when you refuse to be touched or when you refuse to entertain the whistles, there's the entitlement of, yeah, why aren't you entertaining my whistle or my touch? And that's now again another mess. But yes, I try to see it from all perspective. You're more than welcome to send us your voice note, 083-000-1029. When we do get back on the other side, we will check out some more entertainment news and so much more. Stick around.
Whilst other pharmacies only deal with...
It's Asmonawe on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We also checked out Koyla Ray with the Players and Dina Ayada with Girls Cry 2. Now, obviously, it has been a morning of serious debate and a serious reflection, and also just to understand where do we stand today as a society when it comes to decency of note or of note in terms of public decency. And we did ask... you know, is it public decency or is it body positivity in terms of the picture that we shared on our socials? Let's really close off this conversation with a voice note here from Osidina.
Okay, guys. The topic at hand. There's nothing wrong with embracing our bodies as human beings, women or men. However, cultural, social norms and values, it crafted who we are, or it crafts who we are in society. Yes, society will always have a view. We will always say something. However, you as an individual, where you come from, how you were brought up, your upbringing, does it really promote being indecent in public? Because believe me, yes, her bum is literally hanging out in her booty pants, which is probably a choice she made. And like the other caller said that, or the other person who sent an audio said that, let's allow people or women to wear what they want. However, as a woman, would you really want to reflect 5 years from now on, and she's sitting in a high position somewhere in a lead company, would she really embrace that particular season, like you said, NSK, that it's probably a season that she's living in? Guys, cultural morals and values and how we were brought up doesn't speak for this thing. Let's not live the Western life, guys. We were brought up with ethics, cultural values of who you are, where you're from. We were not in that era. This era is being brushed off by the Western cultural beliefs, I believe. So for me as a mother, I wouldn't want to have my 3-year-old looking at this particular female with a bum hanging out, and the child would ask me, "Mommy, why is she wearing a short that short and her bum is hanging out?" How do I answer to a 3-year-old, to a 4-year-old? My son is 8 years old. How do I answer to that? It's definitely public indecency, and we should maybe then identify places where we can express, have this body positivity topic or particular a bunny
body positivity of wearing what we want to wear. Maybe we should identify where we should really embrace this particular thing. But there's nothing wrong with embracing your body and wearing what you want and being comfortable in your own skin. There's nothing wrong with that. But morals, values, and cultural beliefs still place a pivotal role in every individual. So we should all be responsible.
I think Dina literally just summed it up. She touched on literally every single aspect. Thank you so much, Adina. Shikwan, what are your final thoughts?
So today is a brand new day. Do not ruin it by dragging on any issues that you had yesterday. Okay, it's a fresh, clean start. So take it and just have yourself a great day. Like, choose and decide for yourself that I'm going to have a good day. Sure.
Right. Remember to always be the best,
happiest,
healthiest
version of yourself.
Until the next one, we say GMTM.
From Shikwan to it is Uzozo Moya.
Shikwan and NSK on 102.9.